Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Yes, we like apples, right? Listen, it's not easy to come up with something new these days, especially a new product, but a local company believes they have done just that. It is an apple. It's an apple that doesn't brown. And I, for one, want to know what the deal is with this. So joining us now is Neil Carter, founder and CEO of Okanagan Specialty Fruits. Neil, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Neil, tell me about this apple. How does this work? What did you do?
Yeah, so our company has developed Arctic apples, and Arctic is basically the brand name, and that sort of signifies its non-browning trait. And we've done that by turning off the enzyme in apples, which is called polyphenol oxidase. And so that enzyme is no longer expressed in the plant. So without the enzyme, the apples don't get enzymatic browning.
So this must have taken quite a while to come up with. Where can I find this apple?
Yeah, well, the company started in 1996. And so it took us quite a few years to get it made. And then, you know, being an apple grower, our family, you know, wanted to make sure this really worked well. And so we had them in the ground for 5 years and collected data, and then took 5 more years to get regulatory approval, given it's a bioengineered product. And so, yes, it has taken a long time. It's been quite a journey. Currently, they're available in the U.S. We have orchards in Washington State and a fairly large processing facility we opened in Moses Lake last year. And we sell them into a range of market channels, convenience stores, food service, K-12 lunch programs, a little bit in the retail space in the United States. And we're looking at opportunities right now, literally today, participating in the Canadian Marketing Association meeting in Vancouver that's being held, looking for Canadian customers as well.
Okay, so this 1996, that is a long time. What was your why were you so committed to doing this, to coming up with an apple that doesn't brown?
Well, I think, you know, our company's vision has always been to, you know, more apples in more places. So improve consumption of apples. And because, you know, if you look at the trend data, they've been out-competed by a lot of other snack items. And, you know, this being a healthy product, trying to get people to eat more healthy. And really, the apple industry hasn't participated very effectively in the fresh cut and sort of driven baby carrots, cut salads, you know, all these were prepared fruit and vegetable options. And by getting rid of enzymatic browning, it allows Arctic apples to compete very effectively in that space, and that's going to drive consumption. So, you know, it was, and let's face it, breeding apples is a slow process, so it does take time, and then you have to wait for fruit to, you know, trees to get in the ground and fruit to happen and things. So, yeah, we're patient, and it's been a long-term undertaking.
But what?
All about really the vision of more apples in more places and driving consumption.
More apples in more places. All right. What does it taste like, though? Because, you know, there's so many different varieties of apple, and some of them are quite unique. So what does this apple taste like?
Well, I think it's important that there are more than just one apple. Arctic is the sort of the trait name. And so we have 6 different Arctic apples varieties. 4 have now full approval in Canada: Arctic Granny, Arctic Gala, Arctic Golden, and Arctic Fuji. They taste more or less like their parent, you know, so like if you go to the store and buy a Gala or a Fuji. But where you really notice the difference is when they come out of storage, you know, then apples are stored. They keep their flavor. They have a strong, let's say they eat better. They're firmer. They have a higher flavor profile. And more importantly, when we do them for fresh cut sliced in a bag, they don't have the chemical aftertaste because our competition uses antioxidant treatments, chemical treatments to stop enzymatic browning, and we're able to do that without any in getting that chemical taste. And so, you know, the big thing about Arctic apples is great quality, great flavor. They taste like apples and not chemicals, and they have a 28-day shelf life. So that bag can be used for 28 days, which is about 10 days longer than the competition. So it's a pretty massive difference when it comes to fresh-cut produce industry standards.
Yeah, that is a huge difference. Okay, what is your favorite type of apple and why?
Yeah, being an apple grower, I don't have one favorite. It'll depend if it's early season, late season, all sorts of different reasons. I guess I'm more particular than that. But, I really think our Arctic Golden is a phenomenal apple. I've always liked Golden, so, you know, they're sweet. They've got great flavor. Problem is beans, they tend to be a bit on the soft side. And with Arctic, no, we've kind of fixed the Golden problem. They also mark and bruise and very easily, and now the Arctic apples don't do that. And it's meant we don't, you know, it doesn't show the sort of all that superficial scuffing that happens. But they also just eat better. So to me, an Arctic Golden, an Arctic Fuji would be my favorite apples. And I do eat a lot of apples. We grow a lot of ambrosias in our home farm. I like ambrosias too, but compared to Arctic, they taste a little flat. They don't have the intense flavor that we're able to keep in Arctic apples.
I tell you, I'm a sucker for a good Honeycrisp. I mean, who doesn't love a Honeycrisp apple, right?
Yeah, and we have an Arctic Honey.
I will look for it. Hey, what are you working on now? Well, what's the next big thing?
Well, so getting regulatory approval for Arctic Honey and Arctic Pink, which be the Arctic Pink Lady, are sort of high on the priorities. We're also working on doing something similar in cherries, because cherries have a lot of storage issues, as well as in, you know, basically improving the quality of cherries, which will happen. But we have a big program looking at, you know, gene editing tools and new molecular approaches to disease resistance. And so that we sort of consider Arctic Plus, and this is having, you know, fire blight and scab and mildew and other apple or tree fruit diseases, and making the plant resistant to these diseases so they won't need to be getting sprayed and such. So stay tuned. Those will all be coming soon too.
All right. Well, I'll be waiting for that. Neil, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's Neil Carter. Neil is the founder and CEO of Okanagan Specialty Fruits. They have spent years working on this, 1996. That's how long they have been working on the idea of creating these apple varieties that don't brown, which is a great, when you think about it, when you were a kid, right? You could cut up your apples and take them to school and then they were brown and it was kind of gross, and that wouldn't happen now. You could do that for your kids. Great idea. Will people go for it? Would you go for it? Simi@cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.